Surprised, I blurted out, "How did you know I was an astronaut?" Now the boy looked surprised. "Because of your jumpsuit, of course," he said. "White for astronauts. I'm Max Quinn. What's your name?" "I'm Ray Chen. Nice to meet you." Max got a wistful look on his face. "What's it like being an astronaut?" he asked. "I always wanted to be one." "It's a lot of fun," I admitted. "Why don't you become one and find out?" Max gave me a confused look. "Because I can't become one," he replied. "I didn't test into it. I tested into doctors. You act as if people can choose what they want to be." "They do where I come from," I said. Then I quickly put my hand over my mouth. I'd just given myself away. Now Max looked startled. "Don't you come from this school?" he asked. "I thought you were an astronaut. What's going on?" He seemed trustworthy, so I decided to take a chance. "I'm not sure what's going on," I told him. "I do go to this school. At least, I think I do. I go to the Laura Parker School, but it's nothing like this one. We don't wear jumpsuits.
And classrooms display numbers, not names.
And no one talks about testing into things." I could see he didn't understand, so I hurriedly added, "You see, I went on this space mission with two astronauts for my school project. But when we came back to Earth, the other astronauts didn't wake up. I need help, but I don't know what to do. Everything and everyone seems so different."